It's been said that you go to war with the army you have, not necessarily the army you think you need or want. In political battles, in the battles of everyday life, we can always point to the things we don't have that we think would make life better. But would they? I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. As a self-governing people, we must learn to see the value in what we have, in what's been provided for us, and to move forward boldly in faith. One of my favorite examples of this is found in the 6th and 7th chapters of the book of Judges. We read how the people of God were preparing to attack their enemies. The Israeli force was 20,000 strong against an even larger opponent. But still, it was an impressive force that had been assembled by the Israelites' military leader Gideon. Gideon had faith the Israelites would achieve victory, but he had to see that it would be on God's terms. Today in Israel, you can travel to the spring where God had Gideon winnow the troops in what might be one of the more unconventional military tactics in the Bible, and let's face it, the Bible is full of them. First, God told Gideon to let anyone leave who was afraid of taking on a powerful army. Half did so. Then God instructed Gideon to send everyone else to the spring and to watch carefully. Quoting, "Everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set him by himself. Likewise, everyone who kneels down to drink." There were just 300 who lapped the water like a dog. God wanted them. The rest were sent packing. Now, as a quick aside, would you want to be with those uncouth water lappers? It's a reminder that God's army usually isn't what we expect. It's no secret why God did this. He was actually abundantly clear. God said he did not want Israel to, quote, boast over me, saying, my own hand has saved me. God wanted them to understand their victory was his working, not theirs. In the polity of God, he is the unified majority, as was demonstrated at Gideon's spring. An army of thousands can be routed by 300. But God wants everyone to understand the true source of the victory. As we go about our daily struggles and battles, God's given us all we need to be successful and victorious. We must simply proceed faithfully with the allies and tools God has provided, knowing victory will come in his time. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and encourage your friends to join in the conversation on life and liberty. The Reflections podcast is produced by Scorecard Media and sponsored by TexasScorecard.com. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening.